This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. A little bit muggy out there. It's going to be that way all day and, in fact, the rest of the week. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Chance of rain just 30%. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with continued chance of rain, 30%. Overnight low in the low 70s. Chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain with a high once again in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, more of the same, low 72. And on Thursday, an 80% chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High today in the middle 80s. We'll talk about more on Monday in just a moment. But first, this. Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early this morning. A man was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 a.m., a little over 2 hours ago, to the Bolinwood Apartments on Umstead Drive, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. The victim was advised to get stitches, but injuries were not serious enough for him to be transported to UNC hospitals. WCHO will provide more information as it becomes available. Now, yesterday, it was quite active in Raleigh. Protesters rallied for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday outside the North Carolina General Assembly, and inside, 64 more people were arrested. This coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed through the state Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and she has more.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protest against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Combe, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Combe's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame, and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked on to another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, you know, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again this morning to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed by the House's Health and Human Services Committee and could potentially be up for a vote later today when the full House convenes for session. The bill, which was passed by the Senate in less than 24 hours last week, would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. The demonstration this morning called Stand With North Carolina Women, or Stop HB 695, is set for 9 a.m. in Halifax Mall, the same location for the Moral Monday protests. Organizers are calling for attendees to wear pink or purple this morning in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday morning, including Chapel Hill Town Council member Sally Green and many other local residents. Governor Pat McCrory is trying to push a tax overhaul agreement over the finish line that would in turn lead to legislators passing an overdue North Carolina state budget. But McCrory prefers to limit the scope of tax changes and doesn't want them siphoning away too much money. McCrory told reporters on Monday that he and House and Senate leaders are very close to getting a tax plan completed, but says he wants any deal sent to his desk to provide sufficient revenues to pay for the basics of operating state government. The Senate's latest version wouldn't be phased in through 2018 and would result in nearly $1 billion less in revenue that year than currently projected. He says he'd prefer making tax changes through 2014 before assessing. On Monday, a three-judge panel upheld the district boundaries for North Carolina's legislative and congressional seats drawn by Republicans. The Superior Court judges unanimously decided that the lines don't damage constitutional rights of citizens, an argument previously made by Democratic voters, civil rights groups, and election advocates who sued over the lines and claimed that they were racial gerrymanders. The lawsuits filed in November of 2011 argued that the maps created legislative districts in which black residents composed a majority of the voting age population. Opponents claim the GOP illegally grouped black voters into sprawling districts and failed to keep whole counties within districts. However, yesterday's decision was a victory for GOP legislative leaders as the ruling states, quoting here, the redistricting plans do not impair the constitutional rights of the citizens of North Carolina as those rights are defined by law. Attorneys representing the state and legislative leaders also said the maps were fair and in the previous federal and state redistricting decisions. The lines are supposed to be used through the 2020 elections, though the decision could be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The ruling upholds that each judge independently and collectively arrived at the conclusions despite their differing ideological and political outlooks. A national human rights group is holding a news conference in Charlotte today to promote the push to protect gays in the workplace. The Human Rights Campaign says employees can still be fired for sexual orientation or gender identity. Today's news conference comes one day before a U.S. Senate committee takes up the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would ensure that no one could be fired simply because they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. North Carolina's two senators are on that committee. Group President Chad Griffin also is planning to discuss landmark decisions on marriage equality handed down last month by the U.S. Supreme Court. Orange County Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire on Dairyland Road early this morning. The fire was reportedly at a residence at 4905 Dairyland Road, which is in rural Orange County. Firefighters reportedly getting water on the fire at 7:06 a.m. Just a few minutes ago. 4 minutes later, the fire was out. WCHL will provide additional information as it becomes available. Again, that happened in the last 10 minutes or so. A fire that started after 12 noon yesterday appeared to affect all 20 units of an apartment building before firefighters could get the blaze under control. No injuries reported. All 40 of the building's occupants were accounted for, according to the Durham Fire Department. In all, the fire displaced 30 residents as the building has been deemed a total loss with fire or smoke and water damage affecting all of the units. The fire took place at the Royal Oaks Apartments on Mayfair Street near the Sam's Club and Target on 15501, north of the exit for Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. The Durham Fire Department responded to a 12:30 p.m. call. 7 fire trucks and 50 firefighters reported to the scene. American Red Cross Triangle Region is providing shelter, food, clothing, and other assistance to those in need. Jersey Mike's and Firehouse Subs have also helped the Red Cross provide food. Durham Fire Chief Dan Curia told the Herald Sun newspaper that this was at least the fourth major fire at the Royal Oaks Apartments in the last 10 years. The cause of the fire is still being investigated, but it apparently started in the rear bedroom of apartment 106. Well, local leaders are weighing budget cuts for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. That story on the way on WCHL 717, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand Northman.
Thank you very much, Ron. I know it's not a major thoroughfare, but there are fire engines on Dairyland Road in the area of where that fire was. So I do want to let you know, if you do travel in that area, and again, that was near 4905 Dairyland Road is where that fire was reported. So if you travel in that area, you might see some congestion there. Again, it's not a major thoroughfare, so probably not many cars, but there are fire engines in that area as they were attending to that fire. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, though, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Kudos for that story, WCHL breaking news, as it happened within 10 minutes of when it actually occurred.
Yeah, so. and amazing, great job to the firefighters as well, getting that fire out so quickly. It only took them 4 minutes once they were able to get that water on there. So.
Can't say enough good about firefighters.
No kidding.
No question about that.
No kidding.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 74 degrees right now. A little muggy this morning, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Chance of rain is 30%. That will continue through tonight with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s one more time. Low tomorrow night, low 70s. And then on Thursday, an even bigger chance of rain, 80%. High in the middle 80s. Again, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Situation is not too good if you don't like the rain.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. As local leaders wait and wait for a final state budget, Chapel Hill Carborough school board members are struggling with how to fill the funding gaps, even before they know exactly what those gaps will be. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board came together last night for an unusual Monday meeting to consider a $1.7 million package of possible reductions that could help ease the blow of projected cuts to the state education budget. And while board members agreed that tough choices must be made, the board was split on a plan to cut the number of gifted education specialists down to one at each elementary school. James Etta Bedford said after 4 years of budget cuts, this might be unavoidable.
I'm very reluctant, but I think that I don't know what else to cut, because we have cut athletics, we have cut foreign languages. I don't know what else you would give up.
The plan would reduce the total number of specialists through attrition and reassignment, saving the district $385,000. But nearly a dozen gifted education teachers and parents of gifted children came out to protest the cuts, saying it would jeopardize an already overburdened program. Winnie Morgan has a child in the gifted education program at Morris Grove Elementary.
Without the appropriate channels for their gifts, it's not only possible, but it's likely that many gifted children will become classroom behavior problems.
Board members argued that the size and scope of the gifted program is part of the problem, citing failures to implement new teaching models and inconsistent implementation from school to school. James Barrett said it's clear the current model isn't working.
We have a demonstrated need for better gifted education. What they're doing today is not better gifted education. And so taking the cut in some ways is the shock that's needed to improve the process.
Still, some on the board, including Michelle Brownstein, worried that cutting the staff by a third without revamping the program would leave students underserved.
The best we have right now is our gifted education specialist. I do not see how the classroom teacher can meet the needs of all the kids in this classroom without their help.
Adding to the confusion is the ongoing delay in the state legislature, as next year's spending plan is tied up in negotiations about a possible tax system overhaul. Lawmakers passed a continuing resolution last week to keep the government funded through July 31st. The local leaders hope to sign off on a budget before then. Under the Senate's proposal, the district could lose as much as $1.3 million in funding for teaching assistants, while the House plan would cut only about $300,000. If the final budget more closely resembles the House plan, administrators might not need to implement the proposed reductions at all. No votes were taken last night, but the board gave general approval to a series of less controversial cuts, including delaying the addition of a special education classroom and forgoing a one-time bonus to personnel. Members were less certain about a plan to start charging a fee for driver's education, pending more information about a waiver system. The proposed spending cuts will return for a formal vote next Thursday, when school board members say they plan to approve the final budget, even if the state budget is still in limbo. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Two UNC football standouts are on the radar for two of the game's top awards. Senior defensive end Kareem Martin is on the Bednarik Award watch list for the nation's best defensive player. Senior quarterback Bren Renner is a candidate for the Maxwell Award, which is given out to the National College Football Player of the Year. Martin leads Carolina's defensive roster, tallying 40 tackles, including 15 and a half for a combined loss of 56 yards. He also had four sacks, three pass breakups, and eight quarterback hurries in his 2012 season. Bren Renner comes back to Chapel Hill after a strong 2012 season. Renner passed for 3,356 yards and a school record 28 touchdowns. The watch list incorporates players from several football bowl subdivision programs and divisions from coast to coast. Today, the watch list for the Mackey Award, the nation's most outstanding tight end, and Remington Trophy for the nation's premier center will be announced. So, Carolina players making the watch lists. Keenan Stadium will come alive once again on August 3rd as Tar Heel fans will have the chance to get geared up for another season of Carolina football and the Fedora Freak Show. The day's festivities will begin with the gates to Keenan open at 3 p.m. The official Meet the Heels program is set to start at 4 o'clock. The day will be jam-packed with ways for Tar Heel fans to interact with the UNC football team, including autographs. Defensive players will sign from 4 until 5 p.m. Offensive players will sign from 5 until 6. Head coach Larry Fedora will be signing autographs from 4 until 6 that whole time. The kids will have plenty to get excited about as well. A Carolina Kids Zone will be located in the east end of Keenan Stadium, featuring inflatables and games for children of all ages. The Kids Zone will close at 6 p.m. Now, in addition, free Carolina football trading cards, pocket schedules, and posters will be handed out until the supplies are gone. Food will be sold from the concession stands, and restroom facilities on the north and south sides will be open for the event. Parking can be found at the Ram's Head deck and the new Bell Tower deck for $5 and for free in the Craig, Cardinal, and Jackson parking decks off Manning Drive. To read the full Meet the Heels story, you can view it on our website at chapelboro.com. But again, that is August 3rd, Meet the Heels Day and the Fedora Freak Show at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams is dealing with a much bigger issue than just P.J. Hairston. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. As the P.J. Hairston story gets worse, the likelihood lessens that his fate will be a so-called basketball decision. Hairston faces charges that could be felonies before all the facts come out and the legal wrangling is over. In such a case, Hairston's fate as a basketball player at UNC would be determined by the university policy on students who are charged with such crimes. The shock jocks are wagging their tongues daily about what Roy should do and what he or the university haven't done since Hairston was charged in June. The only official statement from Steve Kirshner's office has been that they are still accumulating the facts before making any kind of statement. That seems like a smart, if not satisfactory, course of action because new information is coming out on Hairston and his relationship with reputed scumbag Fats Thomas, who rented the SUV Hairston was driving the night of his arrest in Durham. Unfortunately, Hairston's case will be considered in the context of the last 3 years at Carolina, when a proud university has fought to save its reputation following the football and academic scandal. And don't think new Chancellor Carol Folt will sit this one out on the sidelines. The old expression, how you start is how you finish, applies here. And the last thing the hire from Dartmouth wants is a reputation that she's soft on or naive to big-time college athletics. From old Roy's standpoint, he needs Hairston to power his offense for the 2013-14 season. But he has other good players and back-to-back stud recruiting classes coming in, so Williams is going to do what he has to do. Protecting his school is one issue, but so is being fair to Hairston, and most importantly, not just kicking him to the curb so PJ can accept whatever fate befalls him. As much as we might dislike the phrase, the Carolina way is to care about the fortunes of our student-athletes after they leave school. So it's a difficult time for Roy, Bubba Cunningham, and Chancellor Folt. What to do about PJ, who obviously made some bad choices and refused to stay inside the protective cocoon that Dean Smith built for basketball players over the years? Talk to 10 people on the street, and you will get 10 different opinions. But like it or not, Hairston's problem is a university problem in more ways than one. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off. $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation. Available now for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at AppleDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 7:30. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner in Carrboro. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 74 degrees, a little muggy this morning, partly sunny today. Scattered showers and thunder showers predicted for the afternoon. 30% chance anyway, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain, low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the morning and then 40% later in the day. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, low 72. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms still in the forecast with the chance of rain 80%. Our high on Thursday, about 85 degrees. Unfortunately, those clouds are going to remain with us all the way through the weekend. We'll have a big chance of showers coming up. All right, so just we'll have to deal with it, I guess.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Here's at a house in Cleveland. Have spoken out since escaping in May.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Amanda Berry, who was on that 911 call, had an update on a video. It was produced by a public relations agency and has been posted on YouTube.
I'm getting stronger each day and I'm having my privacy has helped immensely. I ask that everyone continues to respect our privacy and give us time to have a normal life.
WOIO-TV's Bill Safos.
The women were inspired to make the video after receiving all the support that they have gotten. Still, they hope that they can continue their privacy as they heal.
The man accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting the women over several years faces 329 charges.
As for Ariel Castro, well, on July 3rd, a judge found that he is competent to stand trial. If convicted, he could face the death penalty.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees. Big chance of showers and or thunderstorms today. High today in the upper 80s. 60 more people were arrested yesterday at the 10th Moral Monday protest in Raleigh with a heavy focus on recent legislation affecting abortion laws.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process.
Protesters will gather again this morning in Raleigh in opposition of House Bill 695, which deals with abortion regulations. That get-together is scheduled for 9 a.m. Orange County Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire on Dairyland Road early this morning. The fire was reportedly at a residence at 4905 Dairyland Road, which is in rural Orange County. Firefighters reportedly getting water in the fire at 7:06 a.m. just a little while ago. 4 minutes later, the fire was out. WCHL will provide additional information as it becomes available. Very quick work by firefighters this morning getting that fire under control. A fire that began after 12 noon yesterday appeared to affect all 20 units of a department building before firefighters could get the blaze under control. No injuries reported in all 40 of the building's occupants were accounted for, according to the Durham Fire Department. In all, the fire displaced 30 residents as the building has been deemed a total loss with fire or smoke and water damage affecting all of the units. The fire took place at the Royal Oaks Apartments on Mayfair Street near the Sam's Club and Target on 15501 in Durham, north of the exit for Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. The Durham Fire Department responded to a 12:30 p.m. call. 7 fire trucks and 50 firefighters reported to the scene. American Red Cross Triangle Region is providing shelter, food, clothing, and other assistance to those in need. Jersey Mike's and Firehouse Subs have also helped the Red Cross provide food. Durham Fire Chief Dan Curia told the Herald Sun newspaper this was at least the fourth major fire at the Royal Oaks Apartments in the last 10 years. The cause of the fire is still being investigated and apparently started in the rear bedroom of one of the apartments. Chapel Hill police responded to a 911 call early this morning. A man was reportedly stabbed by his brother. Officers responded just before 5 a.m. to the Bowlingwood Apartments on Umstead Drive in Chapel Hill, where the victim was reportedly outside with his wife. Police checked the inside of an apartment unit and captured the suspect. The victim was advised to get stitches, but injuries were not serious enough for him to be transported to UNC hospitals. WCHL will provide more information as it becomes available. Again, that happened a little over 2.5 hours ago in Chapel Hill. Protesters rallied for abortion rights at the 10th Moral Monday outside the North Carolina General Assembly yesterday. And inside, 64 more people were arrested. This coming less than a week after a bill calling for tighter abortion laws pushed through the state Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as she normally is, and she has more in this report.
Since the first Moral Monday in late April, more than 700 people have been arrested in the weekly protests against the legislation of the Republican-led General Assembly. This week, many protesters wore pink in honor of women's reproductive rights.
It's really shocking how this General Assembly feels that they can just railroad through bills without any respect for democratic process, without providing people even just the most basic form of notice.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. He was one of more than 1,000 who attended the rally. Many protesters were outraged over House Bill 695, which would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state currently meets those standards. All others would effectively have to close. Inside the State House, Janet Colm, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina, was among those arrested. Colm's colleague, Melissa Reed, spoke to the media before the protest.
These attacks on women's health are dangerous.
That's right.
And they are deeply unpopular. And that's why these politicians continue to try to sneak them in with special sessions, with midnight votes, with hearings without witnesses. And the North Carolina General Assembly has tried to bully, shame, and dismiss North Carolina women and their families this entire session.
Kleinschmidt says he does not support the way in which House Bill 695 was tacked on to another bill and hastily passed in the Senate.
It's just a general outrage for the lack of respect for the citizens of North Carolina and democracy, along with, you know, the whole array of issues.
Christine Lang, a mother from Chatham County, says the bill was the last straw for her.
They slid those abortion restrictions through. It just infuriates me for myself and my daughter.
UNC senior Carrie Hanlon was one of many male students from Chapel Hill who attended the rally in support of women's reproductive rights.
Being a feminist, having a lot of female friends who are very pro-choice like myself and really believe in women's reproductive rights and don't believe it is the job of our legislature to be focusing on this right now when there are bigger issues like the unemployment rate. And that's what's really, really bothering me. That's got me fired up and ready to go right now.
Junior Patrick Mateer came out to his second Moral Monday in support of his friends and his mother, all who could be affected by abortion restrictions.
It's not just a issue that they can support. We can be allies and support each other. And if you think a bill is wrong, even if it doesn't affect you, I feel I should come out and support and try to change the legislative's opinion.
NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced that next Monday's rally will feature all female speakers. Barber also said that on August 28th, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold rallies in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Led by Planned Parenthood of North Carolina, protesters will gather once again this morning to rally against the General Assembly's efforts to restrict abortion access. House Bill 695 will be discussed by the House's Health and Human Services Committee today and could potentially be up for a vote later on in the day when the full House convenes for session. The demonstration this morning is called Stand With North Carolina Women, or Stop HB 695. It's set for 9 a.m. Halifax Mall, same location for the Moral Monday protest. Organizers are calling for the attendees to wear pink or purple in support of women's reproductive rights. An estimated 600 protesters gathered during the Senate deliberation of the bill last Wednesday, including Chapel Hill Town Council member Sally Green, a lot of other local residents. Now, that is in addition to what's happening on Moral Monday. Again, that rally planned for 9 o'clock this morning. Three people added their names to the growing election ballot that will be printed for November to choose 13 officials in Orange County. Another Chapel Hill Town Council hopeful added his name to the list on day two of the local elections filing period. It's another name that showed previous interest, while another incumbent added his name to the list. Paul Needy is a real estate broker, university instructor, and a Juilliard-trained, internationally recognized classical trumpeter. He's lived in Chapel Hill for 30 years and currently serves on the town's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board. That term expires June 30th of next year. Needy applied for the open seat Penny Rich left for the Orange County Board of Commissioners, which was filled by Sally Green, who has filed for re-election this past Friday. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison announced yesterday on Facebook that he filed for re-election. His filing was done in Durham County, as he is a resident of the part of the town that is in the county adjacent to Orange. Harrison will seek his fourth term in the council. Four seats are up for grabs in the council in November. Gene Peace and Lauren Easterm are not running for re-election, and current council member Sally Green is seeking re-election along with Ed Harrison. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board Chair Michelle Brownstein also filed for re-election yesterday. Brownstein was elected in 2009 for a four-year term. To see the complete list of those who have filed, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. And throughout the filing period, WCHO will continue to profile the candidates. 7:41, 19 minutes until 8 o'clock. WCHL still to come. Today's commentary on the way from Wes Hare. And that will be followed by a conversation about chapelbro.com. We'll have Rand Northam in here in just a moment. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We also have the clean joke of the day, the word of the day, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Yvonne Knutson. All of that is straight ahead on WCHL.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Morning at 7:43, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's hard to believe, but almost 1 year ago, the Salam Shalom support group of the Church of Reconciliation brought 100 bus ads to the Chapel Hill bus system, which featured a smiling Palestinian grandfather and a smiling Israeli grandfather and two grandkids. The ad said, join with us, build peace with justice and equality within a colorful framework. That was no problem. However, underneath their picture in bold black letters was this phrase, end U.S. military aid to Israel. First, the bus system said, no way. Then they said, okay. And in early July of 2012, the ads were put in all the buses. Much later, through the fall of 2012, after four packed Chapel Hill Town Council meetings, lots of anger, arrogance, and accusations, and maybe even some new connections on whether they were an attack on Israel, reminders of the Holocaust, after this kerfuffle, the ads were allowed to stay. Now, next month, the one-year contract will end. Has our community benefited from this year of the ad? The Church of Reconciliation has spent considerable time during this year reflecting whether this ad was worth it. We, like Chapel Hill, when faced with this ad in our face as we ride the bus, realize that the Middle East is under stress and that there is Israeli oppression in Palestine, and now we need to decide what shall we do next as a religious community of faith. We can say forget about it and move on to much more local issues. What say y'all? Is this a forgettable problem, or does it need another step to community sharing? This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Lo and behold, I see on the old clock on the wall, it is 7:44, 16 minutes until 8 o'clock, UCHL. 74 degrees this morning. Another muggy day. It's another tricky day for you. We'll have the traffic and weather coming up for you in just a moment here, but Rand Northam is here. And Rand's going to tell you what's happening at WCHL's website, chapelbro.com.
Well, Art Chansky has a new piece up in his sports notebook about Reggie Bullock and P.J. Harrison, where they came from and where they're going.
That's a really interesting article, too. Yeah. I read that yesterday.
Definitely. You'll want to check that out. A lot of great things coming from Art Chansky and our great things coming from our lifestyle section, so check that out. Also, Jeff Danner, in his latest Common Science blog, talks about the floodwaters in Chapel Hill, with some really neat graphs and data. So obviously a lot of people affected by the floodwaters, and you can check out some information from the science guy himself, Jeff Danner, explaining what all happened, what it all means, and lots of other things.
You know, we'll all be a lot smarter if we read Jeff Danner.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just being around that guy makes me feel smarter. I don't know if it actually does make me smarter, but I feel like I'm
even
smarter.
If he's not in the studio, we like to bring him in and just stand there, see if some smarts just kind of, you know, osmosis.
Yeah.
Right, something like that.
Science was never my strong point.
And
science or math.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, and also the new shortlist category will be released today via our Tuesday newsletter. You can sign up for our newsletter on chapelboro.com. To get the scoop, we release one every Tuesday and Thursday. Lots of great information. It's a real short newsletter, not short as in, you know, not much information, but short as in short and sweet, concise, to
brief.
The point. And it gives you all that you need to know.
Succinct.
Exactly. It links right to everything that you need to know. Links to the website, links to the important information, and tells you all about that. So please sign up for our newsletter, chapelboro.com. And you can find all of this information, lots more stories, lifestyle, news and sports, lots of great things on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Traffic and weather together on the way next.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, great chewy ice, only 79 cents, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. The Orange County Fire and EMS still out on Dairyland Road right now, not in as much force as they were to begin with, as they've quickly got the fire out. About 4 minutes it took once they got the fire on, or the water on the fire. So you might still see a fire engine in the road there, but otherwise things look to be moving smoother out there. Again, not a major thoroughfare, but could have been causing some delays earlier. Right now, I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents, no delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Very well executed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, brought to you by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends, with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail, in the heart of downtown Carrboro. It is going to be another warm, muggy day, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for the afternoon. 30% chance of it. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, more of the same kind of weather. Low tonight, low 70s, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain early, and then 40% chance of rain after lunchtime tomorrow. Showers, maybe thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s, and may not rain at all. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance, and the low in the low 70s. On Thursday, an 80% chance of rain. More of a sure thing. High in the middle 80s on Thursday. Thursday night, more of the same. Low 70 on Friday. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the low 80s and a 70% chance of rain. Unfortunately, a chance of rain all weekend. 7:51 at WCHL, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ron Stutz welcoming to the show the scholar on our staff. Well, let me put on my intellectual hat so I can just keep up with him in conversation. It's always difficult to do for me. Here is Wayne Pond.
Ron, I got to tell you, the word scholarship,
yeah,
it just lost a lot of its credibility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just went into the tank. But I appreciate the introduction.
Why? Because I called you a scholar?
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I mean, you know, a rose is a rose is a rose, right?
Whatever you say.
Whatever
I was trying to pay
I
you
say.
A compliment, man. You're so smart. I'm just trying to keep up with you, that's all.
Well, I love you, too. I love you, too, pal. Hey, I got a dandy for you this morning. Here is one of the oddest little words I've come across in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Compliments of the wordsmith. The word of the day is gadzookery. Gadzookery. You remember having some of that on a sandwich way back in the day?
Yeah, it sounds like something you should put on a banana sandwich with mayonnaise.
Oh, brother, this is you're going to love it. G-A-D, D as in delightful, G-A-D, Z as in zebra, Z-O-O-K-E-R-Y, G-A-D, I'm having trouble focusing on it here this morning. G-A-D-Z-O-O-K-E-R-Y. Gadzookery. You know, you got any clue as to the meaning of this word, bro?
Not really, except in like a Superman comics, they say, gadzooks.
Well, you're pretty close. You're pretty close. According to the wordsmith, gadzookery is a noun. It is British slang. And it is all about the use of archaisms. In other words, talk in a novel, for example, a historical novel. If somebody were, say it were set in the 15th century,
yeah,
and you had characters saying, well, like, you know, like, wow, like, you know, like, wow.
Yeah.
That would be gadzookery or yeah. A gadzookery. So. Mm. I hope you get a winner on this one this morning, Ron. This is a worthy entrant in the Word of the Day sweepstakes. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Well, as long as we keep you entertained, that's what counts.
I appreciate that.
Be a good boy. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You'll have an opportunity to call in this morning in the 8 o'clock hour and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you're the first to do that, you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:54, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WCHL. Tuesday morning, WCHL with a clean joke of the day. Time for the amazing Lauren Stafford.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ron?
You have breakfast?
Not yet. My stomach's grumbling, but I, you know, have a yogurt ready waiting for me back at my desk.
Oh, boy.
You know, my fabulous three-course breakfast.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah, thanks.
I'll share it with you.
All
How
right.
about that?
Yeah, thanks. That makes me feel so much better.
I do what I can.
All right. Well, you got a good joke?
I do have a good joke.
All right.
You know, graduation was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of already past that, but still, nothing like a good graduation joke.
Exactly.
So, it was graduation day, and a mom was trying to take a picture of her son in a cap and gown posing with his father.
Uh-huh.
She said, let's try and make this look natural. Junior, put your arm around your dad's shoulder. The father answered, honey, if you want it to look natural, why not have him put his hand on my wallet?
Yeah, that would look more natural, I'm sure.
Wait, I know a lot of people probably feel
yeah,
the same.
Exactly. Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
See ya.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Yvonne Knutson is Director of Marketing and Community Relations for SCCU Family House. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
In 2007, prior to the house being opened, they were maybe $500,000 away from reaching their goal, and I was approached to see if I would be willing to help with the first fundraising event in the community that was raising the roof for Family House, which was held September of 2007, and we raised almost $400,000.
This all hits close to home for Yvonne Knutson. She has a very personal connection to SCCU Family House.
I, as most of us do, have some experience having someone that had a major illness and was involved. involved with UNC hospitals while my husband was sick and saw what a need there is in this community for a place to stay for people who are under care. So that's how I became involved.
And here's how the house works.
SECU gave a $2 million challenge grant to help raise money to open the house. It is a 40-bedroom house for adult critically ill patients and their caregivers or their families while they're being treated at UNC hospitals. So basically, everyone that stays here is a referral from UNC hospitals. And we primarily serve cancer patients, transplant patients, burn patients, and major surgeries.
This is not the only work Yvonne Knutson has done for nonprofits in our community.
I've been involved in the 30 years I've lived here, a lot of different things, the school systems, the Public School Foundation, and the American Cancer Society. So it's an important part of my life. And, you know, most of the people in this community are very generous with their time and their money. We're very fortunate to live in this area.
She also spends as much time as she can with her family.
I have three married adult children and seven grandchildren, a huge part of my life that I feel very blessed to have. And one daughter with three kids lives close by, and one in Charlotte and one in D.C., and we're all big Tar Heel fans, so we enjoy sports, spending time together.
Would you like to get involved, perhaps as a volunteer?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned volunteers, because we are largely run by a volunteer program that has over 80 active weekly volunteers here. And if you go to our website, seccufamilyhouse.org, there's opportunities to find out about volunteering. It's a great opportunity for somebody to be involved and feel like they do something that makes a difference.
She's making a difference for a lot of people. Yvonne Knutson with SECU Family House. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Get extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Don't miss this. July 19th through 21st. Special pricing on every ring in the store. Yes, every ring. All wedding rings. All engagement rings, all eternity bands on sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings, colored gemstone rings, all on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Best values of the year on bling for your finger. Next weekend only, July 19th through 21st. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Finar, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $70 for a top service oil change and tire rotation, available now for $35. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your belts, hoses, tire pressure, and a tire rotation. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather, 75 degrees, 30% chance of rain later on in the day, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Look for a high temperature today, about 88 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals commerce.